Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm here in the KKNW studios looking out the window at clouds and rain and trees and clouds and rain. And yet you may be listening from another part of the world where you have sunshine, or perhaps it's even nighttime where you're at. We're also airing on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network across the United States, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio around the world. Welcome. Today's show is going to be a little bit different, but first I need to say hello to Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hi, good day.
Nice to see you.
You too, as always.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Oh, man, this week just hasn't gotten here soon enough.
Yeah, I hear you really need Friday this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Been waiting for it.
You know, it's funny. Last week, remember how we had that guest, Richard Moss, fabulous, fabulous man, full of insight, very loving human being. Well, we had something kind of strange happen. You called about 1 minute before we were to go on air, and you got an answer. And so apparently Richard had forgotten about the interview, and he was out on a walk, and
she had to get
into a car and tear down the road looking for him.
Which I give kudos to her doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever witnessed it. I think she had the phone still, like, she didn't really want to talk to me. I could hear, like, the car, the driving, and it was like, okay, it's a play-by-play. It's as it's going. This is great.
And it was funny because you said to me, you know, hey, Chris, can you, like, just, you know,
stall for a little bit? Can you stretch?
Sure, yeah, I mean, I've always got things I want to teach and share with people.
Sure.
And so eventually, of course, my wonderful guest, Richard Moss, came on air. And so the first segment, it was just me and you, and we were chatting, and I was talking about some of the things I was going to be teaching last weekend. And Richard was very apologetic, and I really, truly believe that everything happens perfectly, right? So, you know, when he said he was so, you know, embarrassed and apologetic, I was like, no, it's absolutely perfect, I'm sure. And I said, I suspect that there's somebody out there who's listening today who needed to hear what I had to say, and they're probably actually going to come to my class the next day. And sure enough, it had happened. And she was a listener, and she was just so appreciative of what I was sharing, and she knew she had to come to the class. And, you know, she had her own transformation and, you know, opening of her awareness. So it was absolutely perfect.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So that little glitch was absolutely perfect.
It wasn't a glitch.
Yeah.
It was a minor little stall out, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been in worse, so
I'm sure.
It actually was easy, so it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, well, you know, you weren't the one who had to talk for 15 minutes.
Now you know how I feel.
You know, I've got a couple of exciting announcements. Tomorrow, my dear friend, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and the wonderful Greg Braden are coming together in a day-long workshop at the Center for Spiritual Living. They are going to be talking about how to get your shift together. And, you know, no need to edit that out, Benny. Get your shift together.
I'm already aware of this one. I'm ready. I know.
Yeah. So if you want to get more information, there's more information on my website, stellarreflections.com. And, of course, you can find more information on drjoedispenza.com. And I hope you'll be there. And if you are there, I'm going to be there as well. If you're a listener, I love to meet my listeners. Come up, introduce yourself. You know, you've probably seen my picture on my website or, you know, I don't know, on the Transformation Talk Radio or KKNW website. If you know who I am and you see me, please come up and introduce yourself. But I'm so excited about that. And on Sunday, for those of you who are light workers, I am teaching how to facilitate the 222 activation Sunday at Stellar Reflection. So it's going to be a very busy weekend for me. How about you, Benny? You got any plans?
Actually, yes. We're going to continue on. Of course, work here is going to drift me a little bit later in today. And then actually, I'm going to be DJing a Sweet 16 party on Saturday.
Are you really?
So that'll be fun. Yeah, a former coworker of ours was looking for a DJ. And I'm like, sure, I'll give you a hand. So Fabulous. Going to see how that goes. That'll be Saturday night. And hopefully I can then take it easy on Sunday and bring in a Seahawks win with, of course, the Seahawks. And it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You know, we have a shorter than usual show today because of UW women's basketball, right?
Yep. They are. It'll actually be at the bottom of the hour. We'll have our pregame starting for the University of Washington women's basketball team. And commentator, I should say, Steve Sandmeyer. So stay tuned for today, I should say, at the bottom of the hour. So today is a shortened show, so we definitely want to get rolling as quickly as
possible. And today, I want to hear from you, the listener. Mm-hmm. If you would like to have an intuitive reading, if you would like some insight about why you might be stuck in one way or another, if you are in need of healing and want to connect with me, please give us a call here. And Benny, can you remind our listeners what that number is?
Sure. It's 800-930-2819. A number, again, is 800-930-2819.
I'd love to hear from you, the listeners. And by the way, folks, you know, when I started this show back in February, you know, I don't think I really fully came out of the closet about who I am. And it's sort of funny because, you know, I'm a former research statistician, and as I've gone more and more towards the woo-woo end of things, I've had to sort of get comfortable with myself, sharing myself. And obviously I've done that enough because, you know, I've gone out and I've taught thousands how to facilitate healings. You know, I get on the radio and I chat about the work that I do. But one of the things I guess I haven't been sort of as forthcoming about as some of the other things is I do some channeling, and it's not the trance channeling where my mouth kind of gets funny looking and my head rolls back. It's more like I get information, flow of information. And, you know, I'm used to using this in my daily life. I have conversations with what I consider to be my guides. Some people might consider it to be, you know, the energy from the field surrounding us. But one way or another, I get information, and it's often darn good information. I also do something called Akashic Record reading, where look in the Akashic Records and from within that realm for an individual, basically, you get the information about their past lives, their future lives, their current life. So when there's an issue that's bothering you, you can get into there and find out what's the issue. I don't have time to do Akashic Record readings on the air, but I do have, you know, an opportunity to do intuitive reading or send you a little healing. So it looks like we've got Maria from Seattle on the phone. Maria, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi, Christine. Thank you so much. I wondered if there was a general reading that you had for me in relation to abundance or money flowing into my life.
Okay. It's funny. I'm tingling from head to toe. Let's see. And Benny, don't laugh because I have to close my eyes to do this. I get so much visual information. It's a good thing that it's radio, not television. Maria, I am feeling pressure in my lower abdomen. It's okay. What I'm getting is that you've created some of the vibration of it, and you have a blockage. But it's different than with some people where they're so far away from it. They've got a lot to do, a lot of steps to take to get there. What I'm getting is that you've done a really good job sort of creating that vibration of abundance, and yet there's something that's blocking it. And let me see if I can tune in and see something more. I mean, it feels like it's like on its way, and in some on the vibrational level, it's here, but there's a little resistance. Do you feel some sort of resistance?
I do. I feel it. I have been doing work to create and to deserve, and yet I'm just also not quite there.
Okay, so one of the things that I've been downloading lately that I think relates to you and relates to most of us in this human form is our total acceptance of where we're at right now, including embracing the perfection of it, is key to shifting it. So it feels very much like, you know, I think in terms of vibrational structures, because that's the way I kind of intuit things, download things. And when you want a new pattern in your life, whether we're talking about a new love relationship, you know, greater success in your career, wellness, or abundance as you're seeking to manifest, you need to build that new structure, but you need to let go of the old structure. And part of letting go of that old structure is feeling the perfection of it, because it's in that place of total acceptance, of embracing what is, that the shift from one vibrational pattern to the other can occur. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So it's, so be really kind to yourself about exactly where you're at right now, and understand that from a soul level, you've manifested that, and it's absolutely perfect in this moment. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, okay. Christine.
You're very welcome, Maria. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and that leaves another line open here, the Christine Upchurch Radio Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Okay, we've got another caller.
Sure.
Joanne from Seattle. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Joanne, are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
This is Joanne. Hi. Hi. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
I also want to tell you just how much I look forward to your program every Friday.
Oh,
like
wonderful.
Friday, Christine is on.
Oh, thank you.
So it's very, your programming is very exciting.
My show touches you, Joanne.
It touches me a whole lot.
So what's your question today?
I'm addressing leaky gut for myself and hormones.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if you had any insights.
Okay. Now, as everybody who's listening should know, including you, Joanne, I don't give out medical advice. And this
fine.
Intuitive reading is worth as much as you're paying for it. Okay.
I
encourage people to stay with their medical practitioners. And it's important within that realm. What I'm getting is I'm going to address the leaky gut. I'm getting information. I have a hard time talking and receiving at the same time sometimes.
Oh, I'm glad you're getting information.
It's there's something relating to your childhood. I'm getting age 4 that needs to be released.
Okay.
And I know that you are approaching things with the sense I'm getting is you're approaching things from a diet standpoint, from, looking at the balance of your system. And that's absolutely right. And continue working with your practitioner about that. And I also feel like there's an emotional component that has manifested recently or in the last couple of years, but relatively recently in your life. And from my perspective, when these things come up, whether they're, clearly emotionally based or something physically based and have an emotional component, it's actually an invitation to explore and release what's still stuck in there. And it feels like you actually have some gifts that you want to share. And is this getting in the way with, something that you want to do in your life?
Maybe, because I just have to concentrate on so much on the diet and and the supplements and all of that go along with it.
It's a lot to maintain. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, it's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah. So, what I would encourage you to do is to spend time every day focusing on the moment and work on getting in that flow. If you feel a little stiff, move a little. If you're feeling inspired to hear a particular song, turn that song on. If you feel like moving to music, then move to music. And what that's going to do is that's going to encourage the flow of the energy. And that energetic flow is an important part of sort of opening to the divine guidance and also releasing emotions. Okay, Joanne?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, thanks for joining us here today
on
the Christine Upchurch Show. And I believe we have to go to a quick break.
Well, we can do this. Since we're already kind of past it and we have some wonderful callers still waiting for us, how about we skip it?
Oh.
And let's just go ahead, let's just make the executive decision.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm happier that way. And,
perfect.
That way I can just sort of focus on the moment.
Sure.
I think we've got Melissa from Edmonds waiting on the line. Melissa, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi there. Thank you. I have a question. I have not worked for a couple of years because I got hurt on the job, and I've had one surgery turned into 7 surgeries. Mm-hmm. And now I have the opportunity to go to school and get into a business, and it was all just starting up, and then, bam, I have to get another surgery, so everything had to be put on hold, and I don't know if it's going to be how long before I can get back into trying to create a job. And in the meantime, the money, I don't worry about the money because it's always been there for me. However, it'd be nice to get extra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, my compassion for you about your health issues, because I know how difficult it is. And, you know, I've had surgery before, and yeah, you've had several. My heart goes out to you. It feels like there's something that you are avoiding, and this is playing a role. And I don't want you to take this as blame from my perspective. Let me tell you a story of when I was facing cancer years ago. I had the early stages of cancer. I was working on my doctoral dissertation in statistics, theoretical statistics. And, you know, I was doing all the right things, and it kept getting worse, and it was a long saga. But basically, at some point, somebody asked me, so, you know, how are you, when do you think you're going to finish your dissertation? I said, I don't know, but I'm going to finish it, my dissertation, if it kills me. And I recognized in that moment that it was serving me as a distraction from what I didn't want to do. It was actually killing me, because I was doing something that wasn't connected to my heart. But my having that cancer was my avoiding dealing with what I didn't want to deal with. It was my excuse to get out of what I you know, didn't want to do. So it feels to me that there may be a piece associated with you're avoiding something. And, you know, I'm not trying to make light of this in any way, shape, or form, but just explore and see how this might be serving you. Because it feels like if you can release that piece of it, that the healing's going to go much more quickly.
Okay. I've thought about that and thought I was in the right track by going and getting, you know, some education and whatnot.
Make sure you do something that brings you joy. Make sure you're doing something that you feel inspired to do, as opposed to, well, this seems like a good plan that my analytic mind has come up with. And I'm not trying to minimize the need for education, or the need for you know, supporting yourself, or the need for to be able to focus on something else. But choose something that makes your heart sing. That's
my advice. Really hard to find that.
Ah. Well,
for me.
Okay. So so when you were six, what did you like to do?
I don't remember what I liked to do when I was six.
Mm.
I don't remember when I was six.
You don't remember when you were six. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So
I kind of have a funny childhood.
Yeah. So it could be that you never, you know, allowed yourself, or were allowed with your circumstances, really more the, you know, the picture I'm getting, to experience that joy and that flow of honoring yourself and doing what felt right in the moment. Does that feel true to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something you need to learn to do.
Okay.
Take yourself out for a play date, you know. Go do what you want to do. I know that with health issues it can be a little tough, but even if it just means getting online and renting a movie that feels like something that would make you laugh or make you cry, that will allow you to move that energy, that feels really important. And also, the other thing I'm getting is it's really important for you to be able to say no. Do you sometimes feel that you have issues with some boundaries, like setting boundaries with people?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Say no, because that saying no is going to honor that little girl inside you, and that will make her feel safer in order to play. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Will I be able to afford this?
To afford what?
To just keep on living. I mean, since I don't work and whatnot.
Well,
I mean, I just...
I can't answer that for you, and I think that you'll need to work within the realm of, you know, your current situation, and you also need to create some space for yourself in order to explore and have fun and grow, because it feels like that will help you get unstuck.
Great. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you're welcome, Alyssa. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Be well.
Leaves another line open. We probably have time for one more call before the end of our shortened version of Christine Upchurch's radio show. You're welcome to give us a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
So this is a very interesting thing to do on the air, Benny. You know, it's not something that I had originally anticipated ever doing on my show. But it's kind of funny, you know, lately I've been doing more and more Akashic Record readings. Mm-hmm. And people have been having such a profound experience within the context of that. For instance, I was doing a reading on a friend recently who she was feeling really stuck in certain ways. And, you know, through the process of the Akashic Records, we were able to figure out how it was actually relating to a past life, a belief system that she brought in from a past life. Not only that, but what happened to her in that past life was affecting her physically. The area where she had pain and pressure on a regular basis was exactly the area where she had pain, you know, where she had like the last pain of her life in that previous life. And I didn't know about the pain and pressure until after the fact. So it's really cool to sort of open up to this. There was another situation recently where I was doing an Akashic Record reading and somebody's best friend who'd passed away came in. And this person had personality. Oh, my goodness. And it was just so much fun to sort of be in that space and, you know, hear the wisdom that that person in that form has to share with that. And you know, the woman I was doing the reading for was in tears because she knew she was talking to her best friend, her old best friend who had passed away. So it's a kick to sort of get into that realm and to tap into it. And I certainly use it in my own daily life. How about you, Benny? Do you use your intuition?
Well, I do a little bit. I was just actually going to go back. That's got to be intense for you and also for the person to see the emotions you go through, even though you have no idea what to expect.
Well, I have to tell you, the one reading I was doing recently related to being buried alive in a past life.
Ooh.
And, you know, it wasn't very pleasant to sort of experience that myself, and yet it felt absolutely perfect. And one of the interesting things within the Akashic Records, when you get into that, you see that not only have these wonderful things happened and horrific things happened, but whatever has happened within a person's history, whether it's this life or past lives, or it can happen with future lives as well, which are happening simultaneously, there's perfection in it. And people choose on a soul level to experience certain things and learn from it. So it's fascinating. And yes, it's intense at times. And I make sure that I have, worn my my waterproof mascara.
Oh, yeah.
Because it can be kind of intense for me as well.
Yeah.
But it's such a great joy to see how it shifts the energy of the person who's receiving the reading. It's just a kick.
Awesome. Well, if you'd like to hear more about Christine and what she does, is there a place or options that people can go to?
Yes, stellarreflections.com will get you there. Also, Christine Upchurch, can't even say my own name. ChristineUpchurch.com will get you there as well. And of course, you can call my office at 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. And we offer all sorts of things. You know, I was talking about the Akashic Record readings that I do there. We also offer a variety of sessions, healing sessions, activations that help create new vibrational patterns. And people have amazing life shifts after that. And we also offer inspirational workshops and support for healing practitioners as well as just the community at large.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds wonderful. And we, welcome everybody with open arms.
Oh, absolutely. And I get to meet some amazing people in my practice. All right, so, you know, it seems like we're just about ready to wrap things up. I want to remind you all about some important events coming up tomorrow. Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden at the Center for Spirituality in Seattle. Can't talk? I better hurry up and get off the radio. Check out my website. The link is from my radio page and also drjoedispenza.com. That'll get you there to register. You don't want to miss it. I'll be there. Hope to see you there. And next week, so excited. Oh, New York Times bestselling author Pam Grout. She is the author of E Squared. We're going to be talking about the reality of subtle energy and how to use it to your advantage to create the life that you are destined to live. Talk to you next week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to get your shift together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com. I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to get your shift together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.